boxes on the hillside.
Hi, Steve Pomerantz here, host of On the Money with today's On the Money Extra, where we feature market updates and insights as well as guest interviews with noted financial experts to help you stay informed and learn the facts to make the right decisions about money. So let's get started. It's time for Real Estate Roundup. This is the time every single week we get together with noted real estate agent Terry Story. Terry is a 26-year veteran with Coldwell Banker located in sunny Boca Raton, Florida. Welcome back to the show, Terry.
Thanks for having me, Steve.
It's not so sunny today here. I don't know.
Yeah, a little cloudy.
So down here, we have a lot of condos. And I know, of course, all over the country, there's lots of condos. And there's lots of arguments that occur between condo owners that can actually get quite nasty. But I noticed that some states are making some changes.
Yeah, that's right, Steve. You know, and it's not just condos. It's regular homeowner associations. As new neighborhoods are being developed, you're finding more and more associations being put in place, and they serve a good purpose, but they can be a little bit bothersome if you don't like to adhere to the rules. So basically what's happening is they're setting up agencies to help educate the residents and the association board members as to what their responsibilities and rules are under these different agreements that are established, because you do get some, you know, folks that think they own the place, and then they become the sheriff in town, and they want to enforce their rules, which may not necessarily be the rules of the association. So the idea behind all of this is the different states are passing laws to create these offices to help deal with these disputes that arise between homeowners and condos and their association.
In defense of these volunteers who act on the condo boards, I mean, it is a volunteer position, and
absolutely,
you know, it can come with a lot of grief and so on. But sometimes a little bit of power leads to a lot of power, and you get this phenomenon known as the condo commando.
That's right.
And so there needs to be some kind of check and balances. So many states are starting these ombudsman offices, which kind of help to mediate the disputes, right?
Yeah. To give you an idea, in 1970, there were only 10,000 homeowner associations. Now there's, in 2014, 333,000 of them.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, they're growing throughout the country.
Yeah. So this is important. All right, moving on. Older, less expensive homes are becoming the investor's sweet spot.
Yeah. Basically, investors are looking for the highest yield, and somewhat older homes and older neighborhoods are benefiting from rent growth and strong demand for the renting housing market.
Because of affordability, you mean?
Because of affordability, absolutely. So basically what you're seeing is these rent rates are rising all over the country. The investors are starting to move into these older neighborhoods, you know, to try to capture their greatest return that they can.
Yeah. Now, in your market, you know, usually home prices that are low for a reason. Either it could be the location is not so great, the neighborhoods aren't, you know, well organized and so on. What do you find in your market?
Well, you know, in my particular market, I think the best place to put an investment, if you're going to buy investment property, is to follow the school districts. You're going to find that, you know, families are going to pay a premium to be in the better school districts. So if I were an investor, I would be looking for the better school districts. But you're also going to pay a higher price for that real estate.
But it could pay off because it's creating more demand.
That's right.
And that could support higher
prices. So I always
prices.
Say look for, you know, what's surrounding it. Location, location, location is always the rule when it comes to, you know, purchasing or investing.
So is flipping houses becoming popular again?
It is. According to these reports that we're seeing, Realty Track said that all seven of the nation's top housing markets for home flipping were, guess where, in the Sunshine State, which I thought was interesting. You know, anywhere where the real estate got really suppressed and is rising again, there's a, you know, big opportunity to flip. So wherever you see the greatest differential from the peak to now, and you got to remember, we're still like 30% below our peak. So there is still room to buy a home, fix it, and flip it. But really, it's really designed for those that know what they're doing. This isn't for those that are faint of heart. You really have to know your profit margins, your costs.
Yeah. Especially these days, you know, when you go to remodel, what you end up paying can be surprisingly different than what you've projected you're going to pay.
That's right. Like, for example, they claim that the gross profit on flips is up to like $66,000 in 2014. But that's gross profit.
Yeah.
And so you really, in order to make that profit, you have to have your own contractors have to be able to anticipate things behind the walls that you might discover as you start renovating a house.
Right.
So you really need to be on the savvy side. But it is popular, and you know, as the home values rise, the opportunity is going to, you know, start to diminish as we approach to where we were, you know, back in 2006.
You know, talking about flipping and talking about renting, one of the main arguments for renting, let's say, is that you're not responsible, or you don't have to pay for home repairs, which as a homeowner can be pretty expensive. Is it true, do you think, that your landlord really pays for the repairs?
Well, somebody's paying for it.
So,
it's like anything else in life, you know, whatever you're purchasing, all the expenses are built into that one particular product. Same with real estate. So if you think the argument, well, I'm not paying for repairs, well, you are, because the landlord is an investor and he's concerned about his rate of return. And so he factors in what his cost of repair is going to be, his taxes, his utilities.
Yeah.
And then there has to be a profit margin for him to be that landlord. So you might not feel like you're paying for those items, but it's all built into the amount of rent that you pay.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, he may take a look and say, well, you know, I should set aside 3% of the value of the property per year, let's say, just for maintenance. And, you know, some years he or she may spend it, and some years or for a period of years they may not, but then a roof goes. So generally speaking, it's called depreciation, and this is a non-cash charge that eventually becomes a cash charge. The idea significantly being that you put that money aside. So whatever the number is, 3%, 5%, that's going to have to be in the rental, in the rent price, because otherwise it's coming out of his profit margin.
That's right. And that's the last place he's going to take it from.
Exactly. No, so true. That's so true. So maybe renting isn't as beneficial or as cheap as outright purchase of a home.
Yeah, and I do agree with that, especially, you know, we've talked about this multiple times. Over time, home ownership is how you grow wealth. You get the appreciation.
Yeah.
And right now, it's actually cheaper to purchase it than it is to rent, because we're seeing the rent values go up.
Remember in 2005, you and I were saying, you know, it was absolutely cheaper to rent than
That's
to
right.
own. People were being priced out of the market. So owning was a bad idea. So now it's kind of reversed.
And it's always just a period of time. You know, when we talked about that, it was only a short period of time. Over the long run, home ownership is always going to outperform renting, because all you're doing is paying the mortgage, if you will, for the landlord, and you're getting no benefits from it.
That's true. My guest, as always, is Terry Story. This is our Real Estate Roundup segment, and Terry is a 26-year veteran with Coldwell Banker, located in Boca Raton, and she can be found at terrystory.com. Thanks, Terry.
Thanks for having me, Steve.
You're listening to On the Money with Certified Financial Planner Steve Pomerantz. If you'd like information about guests, topics, or anything you hear on this program, call 866-MONEY01 or visit the show's website at onthemoneyradio.org.